So you guys should have gotten an email that said, hey, we're starting a new ERC. I knew a sweet spot. Click this button to get access. Anybody, everybody got that?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. And you click the button and then it said, welcome to the, may have waited another day, but welcome to the new sweet spot. And you got in there. So you see that it's a new dashboard, right? And we are going to take you through, I'm just going to share my screen again, step by step by step, because what we've heard from people is that the self-paced doesn't work for everybody. Now, on the other hand, we have people already who just joined new and they are saying, when am I going to get my next module? When am I going to get, like, so we can't please everybody. Some people want to blah, 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 and other people, but we found that for a lot of folks, it was confusing to just go in and then just, you know, kind of follow along. So what we're doing is every week you'll get a new, whoops, I went to the wrong one. I hope that thing doesn't point to the wrong place. I may have just found a problem. On your front, it should say, you'll see one. We had to mark it because people were confused. This is the old one. This is the new one. And you shouldn't see this. If you see two of these, like one gray and one orange, will you please let us know? Because if you do, it's an error. So Sweet Spot Solution 2020. And what we've got here, you're going to see everything here, but right here, so you don't have to worry about the top menus. You've got the welcome page. You've got calls and recordings. It's got your schedule. Should be on there. Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed. Should be on there. Here's how you access the calls, the new numbers, and then this, the schedule. So put them on your calendar, and we're going to be doing these. And these are everything. They told me we should put everything in Eastern time, so you have to convert it. Eastern time, you know, whether it's, I always put Central because that's my time zone, but I'm just kind of going along with what people want. So you've got your overview page. That's here. You've got your welcome page. And it's basically stuff you guys have already done, with the exception of go in and introduce yourself in the Sweet Spot group, because there's other people that are new and they don't know you. And my new person who's helping me with getting this together, she made a recommendation of this is how we introduce ourselves, like your name, where you live, the top three reasons you're here, your intention, what you want to get out of the program, what are your big dreams and goals, and what are your favorite physical activities. So she made me do it for me. I'm Dr. Rita Maria Lascalzo. I live in Austin, Texas. The top three reasons I practice the Sweet Spot Solution every day is to keep in shape, to prevent horrible death from heart attack and stroke like the rest of my family, and to feel energetic and great all the time. What is it for you? My intention is to celebrate the successes of everyone in the program and to see everyone reaching their full potential of joy, health, and contribution. And my biggest dreams and goals is to live in Hawaii and run on the beach every day. And I love to run, swim, and lift weights. So there we go. So post on the Facebook group. This links you to the upcoming calls. Get a glucose meter. Most of you have it already. So you're already ready. When you click here for week one, it says, hooray, we're happy you're here, but it's not open yet, okay? And then we're going to try to get week one open by Friday. It's going to be some basic assessments, starting point assessments, even though you've done them before. You do it now because you're going to go through this process and we'll go through it all together. And it's a great way to track. And then week two, they all say the same thing right now, right? But if you go here, you'll see what each week we're going to be introducing. Okay. Sweet Spot Solution, personalized coaching. If you want extra personalized coaching, you guys don't need it because you're here. Discover your metabolic waste baseline, optimal blood sugar range. Then we're going to start the metabolic reset at week three, which would be like, what's that? Maybe about the 20th of April, we'll start the metabolic reset. And we'll go through 4 weeks of the metabolic reset, transition your new baseline, and now what? Some of the stuff, this you guys will have access to, maybe not now, right now, but we're going to offer additional stuff to keep people in if they want to continue past that, or advanced stuff that used to be in the main program, but now we've taken it out because it was overwhelming for people and most people didn't even know it was there. So you'll be invited to just come along and do the stay in your sweet spot piece. You should also have access to this as soon as it's available, the Metabolic Meal Prep Made Easy. And that's basically a lot of the recipes and the videos that were in there, but buried in Sweet Spot that most people couldn't find them. Now they're right on the main dashboard. You'll get all these bonuses as well. The Keto Assist Supplement Bundle, which again was a supplement guide that was buried in the program somewhere that nobody knew it was there. That's out here now. The Genetics of Blood Sugar Balancing, Stopping Self-Sabotage, Staying Healthy in the Real World. And then we have this one called, that's a bonus that we're going to be adding later, is Delicious Keto-Friendly Ice Cream, which you'll get all of this stuff. And I'm going to put together a booklet and do a little demo on making ice cream. The other, let's see if it's there yet. No, it's not. The other is, remember how we've had every year for the past couple of years, your genes, your diet, and your health, your genes, your diet, and your hormones. This year, it's going to be your genes, your diet, and your immune system. Very timely. And we had been planning that before this whole thing even hit. That was the theme that we'd chosen. So I'm very excited that we had the foresight to do that. And so everything you want is going to be accessible from that one page. You're going to get weekly emails saying, hey, this is there. Every Monday we have a call and I'm going to do like, here's what we're doing this week. I'll do a little talk if needed and then open up for questions. You guys, of course, still have all your other ERC calls. So it's optional for you to go to those calls, but I recommend it, especially if you're going to actively go through the metabolic reset, which I recommend everybody does it once a year. It keeps you on track, you know? So that's what we have in plan for you. I'm excited. Donna.
So I'm not sure if you had, and I don't check Facebook very often, but when I looked, because I have the regular meter, but I don't have that keto and glucose meter. Mm-hmm. And so I asked you whether or not I should get that Bluetooth one or not.
The Bluetooth, I don't use it, but if you want, you can, because it helps you to put it to their app. I have it, but I just don't use it. I think it's going to be built into the meter now.
Yeah, it goes to chronometer.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, then I would get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's new. When I got the Bluetooth about a year ago, and it's just an extra thing you have to stick in your phone. So you have to stick it in the meter, then you have to stick it in the phone. But if they have that kind of built in, then it's probably worth it, especially if it goes to chronometer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I may have to get a new Keto Mojo. Yeah. So I'm excited. We've already got, I don't know, as of this morning, we had about 130 people registered, which is cool. And, you know, I think people are excited right now because it's what they need, right? They need to have an action plan to take steps, not to just sit around going, I hope I don't get this virus. What am I going to do if I get this virus, right? So, yeah. So if you know anybody that you think would benefit from it, you're welcome to send them to, I think it's open at thesweetspotsolution.com or start sweet spot. I think that one too. So you're welcome to send friends and family members there. And if you want to sign up as an affiliate, if you send anybody there, you'll get a commission, actually $100. So yeah. Yeah. So go to, if you go to our site and you sign up as an affiliate, it says that, sign up as an affiliate, or just contact us. Just, who should you contact? Contact helpdesk@drritamarie.com and Christina will send you the link to get signed up as an affiliate. And if you sign up and you send some people over, for every person that actually signs up, you'll get $100. So, you know, we're trying to get the word out there. I just hate seeing people suffering so much. It just really bothers me. You know, it bothers me. And we got to do something about it. And we dropped the price on this substantially so that we could get more people to say yes. That was before we were thinking about doing that before all this economic stuff. And I said, for sure we need to. And we were pulling pieces out. So if they want the additional, they can make the charge, but most people can get started. And that we are going to be announcing, I think tomorrow we'll have a 4-pay option. So because a lot of people are like, I want to do it, but I can't afford it. So the 4-pay will make it like 4 payments of $89. So they just, you know, get to spread it out. It's a risk for us to do a 4-pay because they'll still be paying after they're finished with the program. So we just hope for the best. But it's a way to get it out there to more people. So, yeah. Anything else? Comments, questions?
Yes. I was late for the meeting. Did you mention anything with regards to essential oils that might be helpful at this time?
I didn't, but I can. Yeah. First of all, I did, if you haven't seen it, I put a blog post out. If you go to my blog, dranemarie.com/blog, and I did a blog post, I think, you know, three back. It's probably last week or the week before on, you know, what they're not telling you about the coronavirus. But essential oils, yeah, oregano, thyme, basil, rosemary, ginger, peppermint, lavender, thieves, which is a combination of them that is a nice combination. doTERRA has one called On Guard, nice combination. Did I miss any, Lynn? I probably missed a whole bunch of them, but those are my favorites. Oops, unmute.
There's actually one called Germs Be Gone. That's really pretty good. I don't remember who makes it, but, you know, just do a Google search on Germs Be Gone.
Okay, good.
There's also a combination herbal formula called Kick-Ass Biotic.
Yeah.
And it's a combination of stuff. I don't know how it differs from this. I use the soothing throat spray, and it has some antimicrobials and propolis in it, so it's soothing. And I just, you know, if I'm coming, I touch something, whoops, I'm going to, you know, make sure I don't get it in me. So I do those on a regular basis. Yeah.
Ever hear of a combination called the Good Samaritan?
No, I haven't.
What's oils?
No.
I know that frankincense is one of them, and there was somebody at the church that was using it both as just a combination oils, and then they have it in a one of those nasal.
Oh, a nasal spray. Yeah.
It's not even a spray. It's in like an inhaler, about the size of your finger here.
Oh. You
just draw it up in
like
your nose.
Like this?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but a little larger. It's plastic.
Okay.
It's about yay size, maybe the size of your little pinky, actually. And you got a cover on, you unscrew the cover, take it off, and then you just...
And you just put it up your nose.
Yeah.
Cool. Another thing is a nebulizer. I don't know if you could still get them. I bought one months ago on Amazon just because I wanted it to have around if anybody got a really bad, you know, like bronchitis or pneumonia. And you can do just the water, but you can also put essential oils in there, and that helps. And putting a little silver, colloidal silver, some zinc, some... probably, you know, oregano or thieves or anything like that. You just have to dilute it a lot because you don't want to hurt the tissue in your lungs. And then you breathe it in and it just goes right down into your lungs. And I don't hear them talking about that a lot. You know, do a nebulizer, stuff that people can do at home.
Yeah.
Used to be you had to have a prescription to get a nebulizer, and not anymore.
Yeah. You recommend making your own colloidal silver or...
I don't know how to make my own colloidal silver.
Well, they have I know that they advertise small pieces of equipment that you can make your own. Mm-hmm. You make your own?
Yeah, I make my own.
You make your own? Yeah, you figured
I've got one. I've got a little generator. It's called Silver Gen, and it's one you just screw on the top of a mason jar. It's got a plastic mason jar lid, but it's all controlled electronically, and it'll you can adjust the strength from 0 to... to about 10 parts per million. Is about as concentrated as I've been able to get it, but it's all electric. So you get your water in the jar, and you put the lid on, plug it in. It's distilled water. Got to use distilled, or it doesn't work. And then you turn on the switch, and then it runs. And it is whatever dial you set the dial to, it'll stop when it's finished.
Cool.
You know, it's fun. So you use it's got two silver rods, and you take them off and clean them, and you switch them from positive to negative each time, because otherwise one of them will wear out faster.
Right.
And
what was the name of it again? Silver what?
Silver Gen.
Silver Gen. Gen. Like Gen, like generator, Gen.
I'm gonna have Dennis go grab it so you can see what it looks like. It's just a little, like I said, it's a little box, and it's got the lid part screwed right to the bottom, and then the silver rod's attached to the bottom of that.
Awesome.
Nice.
He's going to bring it in.
Do you do colloidal liposomal vitamin C as well?
I'm going to start making it. I have the ultrasound machine, and I've got the supplies, and I just haven't done it. But I definitely want to do it because I'm going through the Mercola's liposomal. So this is
cool.
The actual unit, and then it just screws onto a quart jar.
Wow.
And it's got lights that come on. and you just toggle the switch and you can dial it from
low. How long?
It just depends. The longer, the more potent you want it, the longer it takes. But it'll go anywhere from an hour, 2 hours, to up to 4 or 5.
Okay.
You set it on. And I buy a fresh gallon of distilled water. I don't have a water distiller, but I'll make 4 quarts at a time.
Awesome.
That way I use up that gallon while it's fresh. I don't like to leave water in a plastic jug.
Yeah.
Silver Gin. The name of the website that you get it at is www.silvergin.com. Yeah, all one. It's right on the back.
Yep.
Look at that. Awesome. Awesome.
I think if I can get you the model number. I think it's like an S6 something. But once by seeing it, you'll recognize it. They've got a couple different models, but
right.
It's around about 200, but it's worth every penny. You'll be paying for it.
Because a bottle like this costs about $30. So
yeah, so
that's like 2 ounces.
Yeah, $1.99 for a gallon of distilled water, and I've got 4 quarts. You know.
Yeah. So you pay for it quickly. If you want to make the colloidal, the liposomal C, there was in Vital last year, Drina Brown did a talk, one of the Vital Health topics on vitamin C, and she taught how to make colloidal silicone.
Liposomal. And there, if you use the search function on the RERC website and type in liposomal C, it will bring you the search result, and you can go and listen to that and watch the slides. The recipe's on there, and she explains all about it. And then I got all the stuff. I run out of time, so it's definitely.
Oh wow! Look at that. I didn't know the search function actually worked. It's so variable.
I found that one, and I was afraid it wouldn't. So, but yeah, I've been using the Mercola stuff, and it's ridiculously expensive.
Oh, it's a dollar a gram minimum.
Right.
Pretty much.
And there's selling it for more.
Yeah, it's, I've gone through this bottle of 180, like 3 of them in the last month.
There, I just put, I put the link to where the liposomal is. That's so cool that the search function actually worked. Yay!
One thing I will tell you though, I was shopping to fill in my supplement holes, and I was trying to order the sunflower lecithin, which is one of the required substances to make the liposomal C. Mm-hmm. But I could use it in my smoothies every day, so I was buying a little extra to have on hand. It's out of stock everywhere.
Oh, I wonder if a lot of people are making liposomal C.
Well, it seems like every time I go to order something in the last week or two since the toilet paper run started. All the supplement companies are like running out.
I just got a delivery today from one that I ordered a week ago because they were out. I got their other stuff that I ordered, but I got the vitamin C today.
Yeah. Yeah. So vitamin C is almost impossible to find, especially liposomal. That's one of the reasons.
Seeking Health still had it. I ordered a few bottles of it a few days ago.
Yeah. You're lucky. All the other places.
It hasn't come yet. So we'll see. Didn't stay out of stock.
So, yeah, I was getting a little nervous. I couldn't, get any from Mercola. So I thought, well, I better get that recipe.
Yeah.
And start working on that. So, anyway, it's quite simple to make the liposomal, I guess, once you get into the habit of it. And it makes about 4 days worth, and you need to use it within 4 days. But she explains the whole thing. It's very simple. Super simple. So.
Cool.
That's going to save us all. I think that the silver... I've been using that as a spray on my throat.
Yep, I have some of that downstairs by my bed, and I spray it. I have my 3 different sprays that I spray in my throat just to keep it.
That's what I've got going in the bed, and I've got it in the bathroom because that's the only place I actually stop long enough to do anything for myself.
So everybody has enough toilet paper?
Yes.
That's just like everybody I talk to thinks it's hysterical. So who are the people that are hoarding it?
The price gougers.
Yeah.
They're going to sell it in their garage for triple the price. You know what? If you don't have toilet paper, there's always water at the sink. So like, no worries. Like, why are we freaking out here? Like, seriously.
Well, I'm one of those people that would just, when it was on sale before, I would buy like an extra whatever. same thing with everything else. So, you know, again, that's probably why I'm not upset. And like we talked about on another call, I've got my seeds. I got my sprouts. Mm-hmm. If it does stop snowing, I will have a garden. I did put a link here. I forgot that Living Libations has this one oil called Rose Otto. And Rose Otto is also really good for, that was one of those really special ones that they used to use during the other plagues. And it's just really good for your immune system.
Interesting. It's quite pricey though. It's $105.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to like use it all the time. Right. It's one of those precious things where you just, you know, you just use a little tiny bit of it.
Tiny bit.
Yeah.
And do you use that one?
Do I use it?
No, how do you use that one, the Rosado? I have some of that.
Okay. So I usually, for one thing, I have frankincense. So I might put a drop of that in with my frankincense, as well as some of my firs, my tree aromas. Mm-hmm. So like the fir. And then I have a carrier oil.
Coconut oil or something?
Like a coconut oil. Coconut, sunflower, things like that. I was originally using it because I had some scars that I was using it on to help with that. It's also actually really good for
wrinkles. So yeah, okay, I'm on it.
Exactly. But just the smell of it is really good.
Awesome. And
Living Libations, they're to me a real.
Yeah.
They know their stuff.
Yeah,
they're reputable. From Floracopia.
Okay. Yep. Another good one.
Yeah. Well, we got some good tools.
Yep.
And one of the things my son reminded me of, and he started making, he's in DC now, and he got to do all his travels before all this stuff happened. He got shipped back to DC and then banned, so he's stuck in DC again. But we made him the soup, and I used to take broccoli, celery, carrots, and any other, whatever vegetables I might have around. And I just boil them up as a soup and then I blend them. And then for him and his brother, because they wanted something thicker, I put a potato in it. And you can put potato, or if you don't do potatoes, which I don't do, you can blend in some nuts or something to make it creamier. And then you blend it with
garlic. Zucchini makes it really smoothie.
Zucchini, that's right. Zucchini makes things really smooth. So I would put zucchini in there. And then you blend it all up. And then you put in a ton of garlic and oregano and thyme and all the Italian seasonings, basil, and then blend it and drink it. And he swore that soup healed him from anything. You know, he'd start to get a cold, he'd drink a couple of things of that soup and go away. And when he was home a couple of summers ago and he had a headache, and he was wondering why he had a headache for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? Well, he was going out bicycling at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the 100-degree heat. And I said, I think you're dehydrated, right? And he goes, no. So I said, let me make you some of that soup, you know, the good old placebo effect. Let me make you some of that soup. And I made him some of that soup, and the headache went away and never came back. So he's been making that for himself, you know, to keep himself healthy. So it's an easy soup to make. I mean, it's getting warm here. Once it's 90 degrees, I don't cook food. I just don't cook. I just do raw. But in the winter, like last week in the winter, we were making a lot of soup. So, okay, guys, thank you. We have an ERC main call on Thursday, which is just an open Q&A, and whatever support people need, you're all welcome to come, of course. And thank you for being here. I hope this is helpful. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Stay healthy, everybody.
Yeah.